Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you for joining us this week for this solo episode. I am focusing on one solo episode per month, usually at the end. And this topic I thought would be good to talk about on the podcast. I have a TV segment that kind of correlates with this idea, as well as some real ideas showing you some power salad bowls, including the buffalo chicken, the Mediterranean, and oh yeah, the Fiesta chicken. These are all no-cook salad bowl ideas. So, and I get so lazy, I even used triple wash lettuce and cooked greens, and everything is put together and eat. And let me just say, they are amazingly delicious. I recorded the videos, I had everything prepped, I put the leftovers in the fridge and then ran and got the kids, and then I kind of forgot about them until the next day and days later when I looked in the fridge for lunch and I'm like, oh yeah, I have those leftover salads. And as I was eating it, I was getting so excited and I'm like, this is so good. I can't wait for people to try this. So... all the information is on the website that will be linked in the show notes here. So I know I'm crazy. I get really excited when I find good food that tastes delicious and it's so easy to make. That's what I love sharing. And today we are going to talk about spring cleaning your diet. Doesn't that sound wonderful? We just got done with spring break and I was very disappointed in the weather. It was 40s for the most part. We did get 6.5, yes, 6.5 inches of snow. And trying to snow blow that, I came inside and I was shaking because I was so worn out. I needed some energy in me ASAP. And I was sweating through my clothes. It was a workout. But anyway, we got the snow, kind of some cold weather. What else did we do? We went away for a couple of days, 3.5 hours south. I was crossing my fingers thinking maybe we'll get warmer weather. We did not. And now I realize that's why everybody goes to the beach for spring break, because it's cold here in Iowa. But in the days of spring break, I had this huge list in my head of, okay, I need to clean this room. I need to take this to Goodwill. I need to consign this. You know, all those to-dos of like, oh, I have all this time. You always think you have all this time. But, you know, by the way, there's a lot of basketball to watch during the spring break as well with March Madness. And I'm going to sit down and enjoy that. But I probably should not have, because my Cyclones did not do very well. Anyway, I'm going off topic. But... bear with me here as we talk about spring cleaning. My whole point to this story is that I did not have the motivation to clean. I don't know. There were little things to do with the kids and I had a headache, you know, and you just want to rest and that's fine. Then finally, on the last 2 days of spring break, did I get my butt in gear. I stayed up late. I woke up early and I just cleaned those rooms that had the clutter in it. And it's not like it's super messy in my house. It's just kind of going through the kids' clothes, going through my clothes, going through the basement, like reorganizing things, looking in closets. And I got rid of so much stuff. It felt wonderful. It still feels wonderful and I'm still going on the process. But my whole point to this is that the idea of the feeling of after, how you feel when you spring clean, And in a sense, sometimes we think we need to spring clean our diet because it's full of junk and full of bad food. But, you know, we don't talk. Food does not have morals here. So the first thing of not to do when it comes to spring cleaning your diet, you do not need to do a cleanse or those fancy detoxes, okay? Despite their massive popularity, there's little to no scientific evidence that they actually work. The cleanses and detoxes, they're unnecessary because you know what? Your organs already do that thanks to our liver and kidneys. Woohoo! So if you are seeing some fancy cleanse or detox marketed that costs a bunch of money that says, get rid of all those toxins in your body. No. Again, your liver and kidney already do that. Let's talk a little bit more. Those detoxes usually promote eating whole foods and unprocessed foods. Fantastic. But they don't make you healthier. And they may interrupt your GI tract because you're adding a whole new variety of foods to your diet. And you could have some of those unwanted symptoms. Plus, we know that those diets usually involved major forms of restrictive eating. And then what happens on day 11, the day after you finish that 10-day detox, what happens? You're like, oh, give me some bread. I haven't had bread in 10 days. And you go out of control. And that just messes with the mind. So there's no need, there's no science to go on those restrictive detoxes and cleanses, even though it sounds like when you hear the word, it does sound good, but don't do it. Okay. There's also juicing. That does not cleanse your body either. Instead, it can often make you extremely hungry because you are not eating enough calories and fiber to help make you feel fuller. The most effective way to help your body function at its best is with nutrient-dense foods. And that's what we're going to focus on today. I'm going to have you do three things to spring clean your diet. Does that sound good? If I add too many more, we don't remember. So the big three, I want you to clean out your fridge, pantry, and freezer. Okay, that's number one. Number two, hydrate. It's always a good reminder to make sure you're staying hydrated. Hydration is core. And number three, one thing in your diet, okay? That's adding fiber. And I want you to get fiber from colorful foods like fruits and vegetables, as well as your whole grains. So the three things, number one, clean out your fridge, pantry, freezer. Number two, let's focus on water. And number three, fiber. So when you're looking at your fridge, pantry, freezer, it is good to get rid of the expired items, those items that have been in there forever, and just kind of take an inventory of what you have to make for the meals for the week, okay? As well as hydration. I'm not asking you to get one of those giant jugs and carry around with you like your little sidekick for the day. Plus those things you cannot fit in a car cup holder. I like to think of the commercial, My Buddy. My son was just singing that the other day. Do you remember that? It was like a big doll and it was advertised in the 80s. And don't laugh at me here, but the song was, my buddy, wherever I go, you're gonna go. Okay, that's what I think of when I think of those giant jugs, as you're just carrying it along with you, wherever you go, okay? It does not have to be those giant jugs. Find a 32-ounce water bottle and fill it up 2 to 3 times, and you're good to go. What I have kind of been doing myself, I have a brewmate and I will fill it up in the morning. And then let's say I get up kind of early, kind of. If I do my workout, do my stuff, my morning to-dos, by 7 o'clock, I'll have finished one of those. Now, I only drink it faster because I'm doing a workout. And then the next section of the day is at noon, and I'll try to refill it again there. And then by the next meal, I'll try to refill it then. So if you break it out for certain times of the day, I find it extremely helpful to keep drinking water throughout the day. And good old fiber. Now, I think everyone can always add more fruits and vegetables to your diet during the day. I'm going to share a couple favorites that I'm doing right now. I have a container of prunes in my pantry. And after a meal, when I'm looking, I'm like, I want something sweet. What do I want? And I will grab some nuts, and I'll also grab like one or two prunes. And you know what? That's giving you some nutrients to add to your colorful foods. It's a simple thing you can do to increase your fiber intake. Now, disclaimer, I would probably not do no more than four a day. Okay? So start with one, and then if that day is okay, you can add two, but no more than four a day, because we all know what's going to happen. For veggies, you know, I always have my veggie tray, and another favorite, pico de gallo. Oh my gosh, fresh salsa is a staple in my fridge, because when you look at that pico de gallo, there's a lot of vegetables that are chopped up in that container, and you're getting some good nutrients in there. Another fun option is my favorite frozen mix. I buy it at Target, and it has a blend of strawberries, mangoes, and pineapple. Great for smoothies, great for making those smoothie bowls. Very, very simple. The combination is fantastic. And last but not least, I already talked about them before, but my power bowl, my power salad bowls, whatever you want to call them. I made three different varieties, the buffalo chicken, the Mediterranean, and the fiesta chicken. And basically, I used triple wash lettuces. So it is a mix of a green and a romaine. They're crispy, they're crunchy, they're watery. They're not too leafy, like leafy lettuce. Anyway, roughly chop that up, and I add cooked chicken in both of them. Now, here's the fun one that I added to each of them. I found some cooked grains. One of them is black lentils. They're already cooked. They come in a prepackage. 90 seconds if you want to heat them up. You don't have to. You can have them cold and add them to your salad. I added that to the buffalo chicken. And the second high fiber whole grain source is the quinoa and rice. That is a mix of the two. It is pre-cooked. It's one of those 90 second packages. And I added that one to the fiesta chicken one. Notice, I'm adding these grains to a chicken salad that you maybe would not. And the whole point of this is for it to be like a one bowl meal, a meal that you are extremely satisfied. Because how many times have you ever had a salad and then an hour later, you're like, oh, I'm hungry again. That salad wasn't filling. So we are going to boost the fiber intake in these salads. And the last one is the Mediterranean salad. And I just added good old chickpeas right from the can, drained and rinsed. And these, again, these are all no-cook power salad bowl recipes. So look in the show notes for those. And they were so delicious. Maybe I was extra hungry, but they were fantastic. So to spring clean your diet, we are not going to go on those crazy restrictive detoxes and cleanses. We are going to focus on three things. We're going to look at our pantry, fridge, and freezer. We're going to make sure we are staying hydrated. And we are going to add more fiber with our colorful foods and whole grains. I'm getting way too excited about this topic, but I hope this has inspired you to get a little reboot for the week, for the season, and add these into your daily lifestyle. Let me know how you're doing. I would love to hear how it's going. And thank you so much for sharing your time with us this week on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.